هيا على الفلاح.
My brothers, Allah created us for a reason, wallahi. Allah didn't create us so we can eat and sleep with women or have mates and buy houses and drive cars. We are not animals. You have a purpose in this world, wallahi you do. And my brothers and sisters, I have news for you. You only get one shot at life, man. There's no coming back. You only get one life, my brother. Stop wasting your life. Wake up. Make something of your life. Don't be another face in the crowd. Don't be another number. Be someone that contributes something to humanity. Be someone that makes a difference. You know, my brothers, I ask myself sometimes, and I want to ask you something. Don't you want to be with the Prophet of Allah on the Day of Judgment? Really, Salasim. Don't you want to be with the Sahaba? You think you're going to be with them with the life you're living? Do you think it's fair? Do you think it's fair that you are on the same level of Jannah as those men who gave up what they gave up with the life that you lived in this world? Do you think that's fair? Wallahi, it's not. My brothers, Allah Azza wa Jal has created us for a purpose: to know Him, to love Him, to worship Him, to come back to Him. And I'm sure, my brothers, now you're thinking, Allahu Akbar, man, I've heard so much. Make a move, man. Make a move. Stop delaying. Stop delaying. Come back to Allah. Come back to the masjid. Come back to the Quran. Come back to the salah. Come. Start. Start. Allah's waiting for you. Allah is waiting for you eagerly.
If I were to give you a piece of paper right now and say, brothers and sisters, write down right now what you want people to say, what witnesses people will give upon your death. Because we know Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the authentic hadith, you are the witnesses of Allah in this earth. So the way the people will witness about you when you pass away will be the witness that is accepted by Allah. And based on that, Jannah will be written for you or Jahannam will be written for you. It is for this reason, it is a terrible thing, my friends, to lead a life in front of you of 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, and to have no idea, the faintest idea what you're trying to achieve. But Allah, if I asked you what sort of house you want to buy, you have some idea. What sort of wife you want to marry, you have some idea. What sort of degree you want to do, if you don't have an idea, your parents have an idea. But you have the faintest idea what you want to achieve with your life. And by Allah, if we continue to be like this, if we continue to be people without a clear purpose and with a clear vision, then ultimately know this of a surety. If you are not planning your future and vision, then ultimately someone else is. By Allah, someone else already is planning your future. If you are not the one who's in control of it, then someone else is. It is for this reason why Muhammad Iqbal, the great poet, he said in that amazing statement, the people who do not know a vision are led by the qadr of Allah on this earth. But the people of purpose and the people of true visions, they are the qadr of Allah on this earth. Ask yourself this question: are you the qadr of Allah on this earth, or are you just led by the qadr of Allah? Are you a person who has thought about where you want to be, where you want to go, and as a result, planned upon that? Or are you a person who has the faintest idea, leading life just like we do these days, da'wah? And so we have multitude of da'wah organizations now that just want to do some da'wah. We are only here today because we planned to be here. Because we didn't plan any better. Would you agree? Would you also further agree that lacking a plan for good health is in itself a plan for bad health? Would you also agree that planning, that failing to plan is itself a plan to fail? And this is all truth. We know this logically in our mind. Then why is it that we have yet to decide a future for ourselves? Where are the visionaries of our people and our leaders in UK and of the Muslims around the world that have a vision about where Muslims should be? Where are these people? Will they not show themselves the true leaders of this humanity? Because truly we were made to lead mankind. Ibn Abbas said, "You are the best of mankind, created to lead mankind." Do you know what you have been created for? Have you been created on this earth to be like Umar? Have you been created on this earth to be like Khalid and Walid? Have you been created on this earth to serve Allah and to earn His eternal pleasure, like the examples of Abdullah bin Abbas? Or have you been created on this earth to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the examples of Aisha radiallahu anha and others? What I'm asking you, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is not to know a very general, have a general idea what your purpose is, because our creed and ideology already gives that to us. You are here to worship Allah. You've been created to worship Allah. What I'm asking you is further than that. Which role will you fulfill, and what will you truly achieve on this earth in order to actualize the true purpose of your existence? The Prophet ﷺ knew his purpose. His purpose was to earn the eternal pleasure of Allah and to lead a life of ihsan and to bring mankind to Islam, away from the destruction that they're all headed to. It is for this reason, when people presented to him to be the king of Quraysh, he knew that this would compromise on his purpose. He said, "But Allah, if they were to give me the sun on my right hand and the moon in my left, I would not leave this religion for a single day. By Allah, we would think twice if something like that was given. Tomorrow, if someone said you will be the prime minister of UK, we would think twice about compromising some values or some parts of our purpose of why we are here." But the Prophet ﷺ was a man of purpose. He knew that a person of purpose will truly achieve it. How many people do we know from the leaders of mankind these days? You can talk about Malcolm X, you can talk about Mahatma Gandhi, you can talk about any person, a great leader that has achieved something great on this earth. They were all men of purpose. They knew why they were here, and they were by Allah going to achieve it. My brothers and sisters in Islam, the Prophet ﷺ knew the reason why he was created and what specific thing he was going to achieve on this earth. Further to this, based upon the fact that he had a clear idea of his mission in this life, he had a clear vision of where he would like to see humanity. And he said this many times, "I wish that I will be the one with the largest ummah on the Day of Judgment," he would say. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a verse in the Quran telling us, informing us what the ultimate vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was. When the victory of Allah comes and His help, and you see mankind entering into Islam in large numbers. Ibn Abbas said this verse was informing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that his vision would be achieved by the end of his life, at which point death would be near. And so this was the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he would lead a life of purpose through which mankind would come into Islam in large numbers. And it is precisely this vision that we are here to fulfill. The mission of IERA is not to call people to Islam. The mission of IERA is far more noble than that. It is to actualize the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this earth. We are here because we want to earn the eternal pleasure of Allah by striving with excellence to achieve the ultimate vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is to have mankind accept Islam. What can be more noble than this? What can be more worthy than this? And if there's anyone who needs to think about why we should be involved with this concept, then this is the true reason. If I were to rewrite it and tell you the exact ultimate purpose of IERA, this is it: to earn the eternal pleasure of Allah by striving with excellence to achieve the ultimate vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is to have mankind enter into Islam in large numbers until this ummah is the largest on the Day of Judgment. Walhamdulillah. And the Prophet ﷺ was far more practical than just having an ultimate vision. He said, every single 100 years, Allah will send to this ummah a mujtahid who will renew the ummah, renew the religion for its people. Why would he say this to us if he had not told us to have that vision? That one day we will be that. If not ourselves, then collectively together, we will be that mujtahid who will renew the religion for its people. That's why he told us that. Otherwise, what other purpose does this hadith have? He also had a 25-year vision. Before he passed away, on that frightening day, when the people's hearts had gone to their throats, and Rasulullah ﷺ was breaking down that unbreakable stone in the trenches of Khandaq, with one strike, he said, Allahu Akbar, Sham is yours. He said, Allahu Akbar, Iraq is yours. What in the world is he saying? He's saying, focus on Iraq. He's saying, focus on Sham, because when you do so, it will be yours. So here he was talking about his vision. He also had a 5 and 10 year vision. How many hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ do you know of? Oh Allah, give us Makkah. Oh Allah, return us back to Makkah. So he had clear vision, my brothers and sisters in Islam. It is not like how we do these days. Let's just get together and do some da'wah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, I want you all to be people of purpose and vision. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, men of purpose, those who are not driven by the desires of the wealth and of commerce and of trade. They are those who worship Allah, fear Allah, waiting for a day, fearing a day when the eyes will turn inside out from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Jahannam on that day. They are people of purpose, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Those who are not driven by the pleasures of this earth. They're driven by this ultimate purpose that they're here to fulfill. Be you people of purpose. But Allah, the keys in your pocket have a specific purpose. Tell me now what your purpose is. It is to earn the eternal pleasure of Allah by striving with excellence and ihsan to achieve the ultimate vision of Rasulullah ﷺ. I invite you to have this purpose. And I invite you to have the same vision of Rasulullah ﷺ, that mankind will enter into Islam, true Islam, and hold on to it with their molar teeth, so that this ummah becomes the largest on the day of judgment.